Idaho Republicans want a bigger say in the 2016 presidential election cycle, a bill that would move Idaho's presidential primaries up 2 months into March past the state Senate Tuesday. Jessica Robinson has more.
Republican State Senator Jim Rice says the whole point of elections is to let the voice of the citizens be heard.
And there is no citizen who is not impacted by the President of the United States. None.
But he says by the time Idaho's presidential primary rolls around, no one is listening anymore. Under the bill, Idaho would move its presidential primary from May to the second Tuesday in March. Washington lawmakers are considering a similar measure. But Idaho Democrats and some Republicans balked at the price tag, up to $2 million. Democrat Grant Burgoyne says that's too much, especially now that Idaho's Republican primary is closed to the state's many independents.
They're going to be asked to pay for primaries that they can't vote in. That doesn't serve a public purpose.
In both Washington and Idaho, the political parties have been holding presidential caucuses far ahead of the primaries. But critics of that system say caucuses exclude people in the military and elderly voters who may not be able to show up at a particular date and time. The bill is now headed to the House. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.